You are listening to the third season of the Co-Production Podcast, brought to you by Cineuropa and Eurimage. I am Domenico, and in today's episode, we are discussing the co-production of Excursion, directed by Una Gunjak. And to speak about this collaboration between Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia, Serbia, France, Norway, and Qatar, I have the pleasure to welcome three of the co-producers of the film today. The film premiered in the latest edition of the International Locarno Film Festival. The film was in the competition, and it also won a special mention of the jury. Congratulations, guys. So please introduce yourself, starting with you, Amra. You are representing your production company in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Proba.
Yes, my name is Amra Bakšićam. I'm a producer for Proba for more than 20 years, company existing since 1998, and so 25 years of history, 25 years also of filmmaking. Our more probably titles that people could remember are two films by Dani Stanović that also won twice in Berlin. We co-produced also with the colleagues here with Jelena, we co-produced the latest film by Srdan Golubović Father that was also in Berlin. Corona edition in Berlin. It was a Canadian-Bosnian co-production called White Castle. Also Full Moon was a film that was nominated for best European Discovery also during Corona years. So this is who we are. We produce and co-produce a lot. Most of our films are on a European level probably considered low budget because of the circumstances of production in the region. But I suppose this is going to be something that we will talk about when we discuss the co-production that we had.
Thank you, Amra. Also with us today, we have Senisha. You are from Croatia and representing your company, Nucleus Film.
Yes, Nucleus Film exists for over 20 years now. We are also co-producing a lot with within the region, but also with European countries. One of our latest co-productions is going into the shoot in October. It's a film called The Wolf, the Fox, and the Leopard by David Verbeek, produced by Lemming Film Netherlands and co-produced by Luxembourg and Ireland with a budget of 4.5 million euros. Amongst the most beautiful and most successful films we ever co-produced is a first short by Una that premiered in 2014 in Cannes in Semaine de la Critique, and it won, among other things, European Film Award.
Thank you. Also with us, Jelena, you are from Serbia and representing your production company, Film House Bašerić.
Yes, well, Bašerić was established in 1998, and by 2023, we have produced and co-produced more than 30 films. Samra mentioned Father, which was our COVID baby, because it premiered in 2020 at Berlinale, won the Audience Award and the prize of a ecumenical jury, and then COVID started, so it had an online festival life and cinematic life, but it was quite successful. Excursion is our latest co-production, and currently we are shooting new film by Dani Stanović. It's a co-production between Croatia, Slovenia, Belgium, and Romania. It's being shot in Croatia on one beautiful island at the moment. It's called Before the Summer. And our previous titles include film Clip by Maja Miloš that won the Golden Tiger in Rotterdam, also Circles that were premiered in Sundance in 2013 and won the Special Jury Award, and short animation films by young directors Anna Nedeljković and Nikola Majdak, their film Untravel that won the Crystal Bear in Berlin in 2013. So yes, these are mostly Serbian films, but we also co-produce in the region and outside the region for the past 20-something years.
Thank you. You are all very experienced from what you just said, and we have seen a lot of your films. But this is Una's debut film, right? She was only directing shorts before that. What would you say was the importance of your intervention as senior producers in the work of, I would say, junior director, even though Una seems quite experienced already from the previous film. Sinisha, is it you that came with the project with her, or did it start with Amra?
Una is Bosnian, Una is Sarajevan, and Amra always wanted to bring Una to the world of the bring her back home, and I think this film is primarily the baby of the two of them, because Amra fought and won for Una in Bosnia.
Okay, Amra, so can you tell us a little bit about the story of the film?
So it's interesting because this, I know Una for even before, because she participated at the workshop that our company organized in the beginning of the mid-2000s for the high school kids. And she came and we did a video workshop, and basically we ended up producing her idea during that workshop. That, and it was called An Egg. So I can always joke that the egg was before chicken. This goes between me and Sinisha. We started, you know, we met very early on, continued with our relationship and friendship, didn't manage to work together until this film, but we before this developed another feature that was supposed to be Una's feature. First feature called Alpha, that was supported by media. We got development support in between France and Italy. Also one in TFL, Torino Film Lab, and ended up not getting support in Bosnia, not being able to get support in Bosnia, because the film was supposed to be entirely shot in Italy. And we couldn't get enough money from Bosnia in order to shoot in Italy. There is a kind of notion here, because there is so little money, that every single debut film needs to be a low budget film. So after, you know, realizing this, the fight for Alpha is going to be pretty difficult, Una and myself decided that we will go to something that she always had as an idea for her second feature that was somewhere. It is loosely based on actual event from Bosnia that happened 10, 12 years ago. But it is not that story. She was interested. There was a story about the girls that went from Banja Luka to Sarajevo for a high school trip. And apparently 8, 9 of them, I don't remember even the number, ended up pregnant on that trip. And it was a huge, huge scandal in the media, and everybody was talking about it. Nobody was talking about the actual fact that they were kids and what is true and what is not true and how that happened. But it was the huge scandal in the media. So that is something that Una was interested in. And this film is inspired by those events. We said that we are going to make it fast, and we wanted to make it even faster. But then Corona came, so it took us a bit more time than we expected. We planned it to make it for €500,000. We knew that that is something that we are aiming at, and we ended up a little bit above that budget. But, you know, from Bosnian perspective, it's a very modest and reasonable budget for a feature. But in European on European level, seems very, you know, very steep. Interesting is that the story itself is based in Bosnia. It's Bosnian story. It's Bosnian actors, or mostly Bosnian kids acting in the film, because it's a story about the girl that starts with some small, very kind of white lie when her class is preparing for a final school trip after ending the primary school, but that propels the whole scandal and the problems that she needs to kind of grow up very, very fast in the society that is so so ready to desert you and to judge you. The film is, you know, based in Bosnia. It is Bosnian actors, Bosnian story, but it is six countries co-production. And that is the way that we need to do films that are, you know, even first features. So it took us 5 years to make it. We shot it basically a little bit more than a year ago. But the crew was from all over, and I think it was actually a very beautiful example of how co-production can bring quality without bringing problems. you know, it was easy. Of course, it's easier because Sinisha, Jelena and myself, we officially speak different languages, but in reality, we speak the same language and it is the same with our crews. So, you know, not much changes when the crew from Belgrade or crew from Zagreb comes to Sarajevo, you know, not much changes. So that also helped a lot. Also, our partners, we have a partner from Norway because for us it was important to find money that is, let's say, free money, because it is difficult for us to fulfill in to have enough in Bosnia. So we got SOR Fund. That's why also Doha Film Fund came at the very end, and we have French partners that came with the private investment that are basically MG and a combination of co-production investment from our co-producer and a sales agent. So this was the kind of in brief how we made it. Creatively, I think that also Sinisha can talk a lot about it because he knew how long Una was waiting for her first feature, because it took her 10 years after The Chicken.
Yes, maybe Sinisha, you can talk about that. How did you get involved in the project?
Well, I was also involved in Alpha, and we were really trying to push Alpha. Amra was first trying to push it in Bosnia. But then since Una also has Croatian passport, we were also trying to apply in Croatia as a majority producers. But at that time, they were simply not, you know, recognizing Una's talent, and they were not recognizing her as part of Croatian filmmaking society. But basically, we Amra and myself, we are together for the last 10 years with Una, I think. You know, reading and rereading and going to the workshops and really trying to push and find the money for this first feature. But as I said before, it was really Amra who was the powerhouse behind Excursion.
And Jelena, how did you get on board? At what stage? What did you meet at the co-production market, or was it private contact? Can you tell us a little bit about your experience, but also what really struck you in that project? What really was dragging you to that specific film?
I know Amra and Sinisha like for 20 years, I can say. So I didn't co-produce by now with Sinisha because we tried to work on one Serbian film that failed, unfortunately. Nikola Dzajic, Sinisha is now producing his second film, the one that didn't fail. And I worked with Amra a lot. She was a co-producer on Father. So yeah, but we knew each other from, you know, Sarajevo, Belgrade, from the festivals. And I think that it was kind of a natural thing that Amra invited me to be the Serbian partner in the project. And I really immensely liked the script. It was so strong. And you know, I go several times on Minority Fund here with one project, for instance, for this creation one. I got it from the fourth time for this co-production that I was working on previous. But with Una, we got the money like instantly from the first time, you know, from the first competition that we went on. So yeah, I'm so happy that I'm part of this project because of everything, you know.
But I have to say something because it's true that it was a long-term relationship, but also Jelena had an experience of working with kids or working with teenagers. And, you know, that was also in a way very important for me and important for Una, because when we were writing the story and talking with Sinisha about the story, we knew that the biggest risk that we are taking is actually that we are writing the film for non-professional actors. We need to do that's where the film will be made or it is going to fail. You know, you can write beautiful script, and I really think that Excursion was an amazing script. But, you know, if it fails in delivery, you know, that's why it was so important for us to have somebody who can, that we can talk about, you know, the tiny little things or big issues that you can have making a film like this. The process of casting was, you know, extremely long because we did it twice. We started casting before Corona and then had to stop, meaning we casted one generation of teenagers in Sarajevo, but we needed to recast, you know, start from a scratch again. And in a certain way, I believe, and this is something that Jelena told me, and it was really like that when we were talking. She was working on Klopka, but Maja Miloš, which is a completely different film, but again, filmed with kids. Klip. This was the experience that we were discussing. And she told me, like, Una will know when she finds her Iman. And actually, it was like that. Like, you know, she was, the first time that she met our Iman, Asia, she called me and said, there is this girl, you know, she's very interested. It took a bit of time to say, yes, she's our Iman. But, this is the confirmation that everybody needs. And we went, and we have, I think that, in a way, it's now not only our film, it's Una's film, but also her film, because it is incredible. And I hope that your viewers, when you watch the film, will see how amazing the main character is. And she was only just 16 when she was acting in the film.
And she was not a professional actress at all. This is someone you discovered.
She's a secondary school kid.
All right. And are they professional actors in the film, or did you decide voluntarily to work with non-professionals?
There are professional actors. It's the basic cast are kids, right? School kids. The time between whatever 15 and 20, depending of the age of the characters, but also depending what we needed. And the rest of the cast, the adults, are a combination of professional actors and non-professional actors. And I think that is one of the probably most the best aspects of the film is this, that you don't see it as a, you know, it's a film that speaks its own language and you have no idea who is the professional actor, who is the amateur actor, because the film has its own world.
So the film was also supported by Your Image. Can you tell us how much money you got from the fund and with which countries you applied? We know that in your specific configuration, maybe it took some construction to be able to apply to the Your Image fund.
Honestly, it was not, because we already had the financing in Croatia, Serbia, and Norway, and in Bosnia. So basically, we applied with these four countries. As a co-production with these four countries, and we got it. There were some additional funds that we obtained at the end because, you know, the prices were going up like crazy in the last 2 years. So you have to understand the whole, the budgets have changed. But in reality, you know, I would say that this 190,000 euros, I think, that we got from Your Image is something that made us make the film as it is. Because we took a great risk, we applied for Your Image and basically we're waiting for the results already starting shooting. Because we knew that we cannot afford another round and the kids changing again. You know how they change when they are 16? You know, in 3 months, they look completely different and they grow. They speak with a different voice. So we knew that we have this very short time to make this film. So we took enormous risk, and don't ask us what would happen if we didn't get it, please, because we have no idea, because we would be lacking a lot of money. And I have to say that for us, what it made a huge difference is the fact that the female directors, from the moment when we applied, that was, I think, the first time that it was like that, could get 25% of the budget. Not 15 or 17% of the budget, which basically make on the budget of $500,000 or a little bit more, you know, you understand how big amount for us that was.
Yeah, it's important to mention that this is a new rule from Your Image. This was not existing before. The cap was 17%. And a maximum of 500,000. You mentioned the casting process that was very long. You mentioned COVID, of course, that was a major challenge. Did you encounter, I know a production is difficult, but you said at the beginning that this one was smooth, even regarding the amount of co-producers involved. But were there other like major challenges that you had to overcome to make this film?
I don't think that we had one crisis meeting during this production.
It's really important to say that Una is something what we in the region call with an old German word, Streber. So she really, really, really prepares so well. And this happens also in the prep and during the shoot, you know. In the shoot, she really likes to pick, you know, the different angles of the same scene so that she have reserves. So I think this was really, really smooth.
How long was the shooting? How many days did you shoot?
It was 4 weeks. It was 24 days of shoot. According to our regional standards, it's not short, but I know from the European perspective, it sounds very, very brief.
Did you only use like a natural set?
We shot in a school, actual school, and natural sets all around. But it is interesting, and I think that this is something that I never discussed it with Jelena and Sinsha, because we shot it not in the center of Sarajevo, not in the part of the town where, you know, you usually see films from Sarajevo. You know, it is not the postcard, it is not Oriental part, it is not even Austro-Hungarian part of the city. It's a city, it's a part of the town that I don't think it was ever seen in cinema. And I think that's a very specific aspect of the film, and it's natural, really natural locations with a little bit of set dressing by amazing production designer that we had. So it was, of course, we treated it with some, you know, I still like to see her small installations, you know, small interventions in the space when I watch the film. But you know, it was important for Runa and for us that Sarajevo is true to itself today. That we don't make it different than it is. And I never ask you, Sinisha, Jelena, the Sarajevo that you've seen, you know, in the film, is Sarajevo that you know or something that you didn't expect?
I lived in Sarajevo during the war. I was in Sarajevo for 2.5 years during the war as a fixer working for different TV companies. I went to quite a lot of hidden secrets, hidden gems of Sarajevo.
And did you get, for example, a sales agent on board during production, or did he come afterwards? How did that happen?
We at the very end, we decided to go with the Salaou Morissette. It's the small sales company, not small, but sales company. It was selling mostly shorts before, and they were very successful and selling Una's shorts before, and Chicken and Salamat from Germany. That's why they were interested really now. They are changing the business model and they are turning into fiction. And for them, this was an ideal kind of move to work with somebody that they worked with Sinisha and Una on a Chicken. And this was kind of very, you know, easy move for them because they know Una very well. They had a previous relationship with one of the producers and with the director. So, and we decided that this is not a big film and we didn't want to disappear on a list of us in a catalog of a bigger sales agent. We wanted to have a kind of somebody that is going to recognize the specificity of the film that we are making.
But so far, so good. The film has been picked up in by Locarno. It was visible there. It got awarded as well. What are the next steps? I mean, are they international sales? Are you planning releases in which countries? I mean, the good thing usually when you have so many countries involved that the film would be at least released in the co-producing countries, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the release plan.
We will definitely go in the region very soon. We will open in regional festivals now because it was Sarajevo. After Sarajevo, we went to Montenegro, to Herceg Novi, won prizes there. In Sarajevo, we didn't compete, but in Montenegro, we got best script and best actress award. Now, the next in the region are going to be Zagreb Film Festival and film Autorski in Belgrade. So yes, some regional festivals, international festivals as well. Our sales agents is getting a lot of invitations. Yesterday we got the good news that we are also Bosnian candidate for Oscar, meaning we'll do our small Oscar campaign.
Congratulations. It's very, very, very good news. Thank you. So it's already time to conclude this conversation. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, feel free to subscribe on the Co-Production Podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, or whatever platform as your preference. I want to thank Creative Europe for supporting CineEuropa over the years, and of course, Eurimage for backing up this program. And of course, Amra, Cynthia, Yelena, thank you very much for being the guests of the co-production podcast today. I didn't see the film in Locarno, but I'm looking forward to catch it up in one of the festivals you mentioned or as a national release. Please keep making films together. It works well, and we want to see more. Bye-bye.